to Tuned to Yesterday, bringing you programs from radio's golden age. I'm Mark LeVonier. Drama in this hour from the Broadway Playhouse, bringing us the Somerset Mom story, later to be adapted by Alfred Hitchcock on screen. It's The Secret Agent. This Armed Forces Radio Service rebroadcast is billed the Broadway Playhouse, most likely changing the name of the CBS prestige drama show Studio One, which was hosted by Fletcher Markle. He's Master of Ceremonies in this May 16, 1948 broadcast.
Now to introduce tonight's performance, here is our director, Fletcher Markle.
Tonight, we pick up our cloaks and daggers, our secret plans and smuggled messages to bring you a shamelessly exciting adventure in espionage. It's a story with a background of war, in which that background is taken rather less seriously than it ought to be. But the whole affair is more a battle of wits than of bombs, and there's plenty of trouble and plenty of thrills. Here, then, from Somerset Maugham's stories of a gentleman named Ashenden, is a portrait of a secret agent. Douglas Fairbanks has stoutly upheld the vigorous tradition of a famous father, and tonight, as usual, he's head man in adventure and romance. With Mr. Fairbanks, you'll be hearing Miss Leslie Woods as Elsa, with Hedley Rennie as the General and Myron McCormick as Robert Marvin. Mr. Fairbanks and company, please to begin.
Well, Brody, better say goodbye to London.
Goodbye, London. Goodbye, blackouts, barrage, balloons, sirens, and bombs.
I'm afraid you'll find this old freighter wallows about a bit. How are your sea legs?
Oh, I'll be all right, Colonel.
I must say I didn't think much of your obituary notices.
Oh, I don't know. The Times spoke rather highly of me. However, after four novels, two of them bestsellers, mark you, I rather thought the press would do better by me.
Papers have other things to write about nowadays than deceased novelists. There's a war on.
Yeah, we're all aware of that. Well, now that you have me dead and buried, isn't it about time you told me what all this rigmarole is about?
Pretty obvious, isn't it? Your name was too well known. Now that we've got a new man, it won't do for him to be recognized on the job as Edgar Brody, the novelist. That would attract too much attention. So, in Switzerland, you'll be Mr. Richard Ashenden, a neutral gentleman of independent means.
But why am I going to Switzerland? Surely you already have an agent out there.
Quiet. We had an agent out there, a fellow named Harrison. You're taking his place.
And what's my job to be?
There's a German agent in Geneva, one of the best men they've got, waiting for orders to slip off to Belgrade. If he gets through, he may upset some rather vital plans of ours.
Well, sounds like big business.
Very big. And it's your job to stop him from getting through.
Stop him?
Once and for all. You'll receive assistance, of course.
Well, I'm relieved to hear that.
First of all, this German agent must be found.
Found? Well, didn't my predecessor find him?
We think he did. Unfortunately, Harrison never sent us a report.
Well, what's the name of this fellow, this German agent?
We don't know his name or his description. All we've been able to learn is that he's supposed to be staying at the Hotel Excelsior.
Hotel Excelsior?
Yes, it'll be a case of finding a German needle in a Swiss haystack. And let me warn you, at all costs, you must avoid being too conspicuous yourself. The Swiss police are getting rather peevish about the way their country's been turned into an international spy center. If they catch you playing your hand too openly, you may find yourself in prison for the rest of the war.
I see. I suppose that's what happened to Harrison, eh?
No, it isn't. Which reminds me, I must lunch with Mrs. Harrison tomorrow.
Oh, his wife?
No, his widow. I do hope that rascal hasn't missed the boat.
Who's that?
Your colleague, the assistant I mentioned before. Coming out on the pilot's tug.
Oh, we're traveling together, then?
You're starting together, but he'll arrive in Switzerland ahead of you.
Ah.
According to your separate routes, I should think you'd arrive about 2 days later.
Well, who is he, my assistant?
All you need to know is his name. We call him the Hairless Mexican.
Really? Why?
Because he's not a Mexican and he's lots of hair. You better address him as General. He isn't a general, but he'll appreciate the compliment.
Isn't this the tug coming alongside now?
Yes. And there's your assistant now. You'll meet him in a moment. Hello there, General.
Buenas tardes, Colonel. Maybe perhaps I'm late. May I introduce Miss Jones?
Hello there.
You cut it pretty fine again, General, as usual.
But Colonel is only needed to look at this beautiful lady. It's no miracle that I'm here at all.
You are a rascal.
rascal.
Come along, General. The pilot's getting off.
Please, gentlemen, you are men for the world, yes. Permit me. One little kiss.
Oh, that's enough now.
Quite a lady killer.
Not only ladies.
Oh?
You'll find the General invaluable. In fact, indispensable. Look here, Ashenden. You must do everything to stop this German agent in Switzerland. He must never reach Belgrade.
Never?
Never.
You mean even murder?
Exactly.
And you told me it would be a pleasant job.
What's the life of one man in a war like this? You saw Coventry, didn't you, in Dunkirk?
Yeah, but this is different somehow. One man.
Fortunately, the hairless Mexican won't think so. Leave all the dirty work to him.
Ah, you are Senor Ashenden. Forgive, please, the delay.
Is that a musical instrument you're playing?
It's a whistle from Mexico. Sometimes very sweet.
The tug's waiting for you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Well, gentlemen, this is where I leave you. Good luck, Ashenden.
Thank you, sir.
And you too, General. Good luck.
Colonel, I put in your care this little Miss Jones in the tug below. She needs your consolation. She is heartbroken to see me go.
I'll do my best to console her.
Just one word, Colonel.
Yes?
Suppose I make a mess of this job. Suppose Richard Ashenden slips up somewhere. What then?
It's quite simple. Edgar Brody, the eminent novelist, will stay dead.
Oh?
Again, Mr. Ashenden, good luck.
Ah, thanks very much.
Excelsior welcomes you to Geneva.
Thank you. My name is Ashenden. You have a reservation for me?
Yes, monsieur.
Oh, good.
Will you register?
Yes.
Number 24 and 25 on the second floor. Sitting room and bedroom.
With private bath?
Madame Ashenden insisted on a private bath.
Madame who?
Your wife, monsieur. She arrived yesterday. Were you not expecting her so soon?
No, not quite so soon. It's a pleasant surprise, though.
Indeed, yes, monsieur.
Is Madame looking well?
Madame looks ravishing, monsieur.
Good, good. And I suppose she has the key.
Yes, monsieur. Shall I have a boy take you up?
No, don't bother. I'd rather like to surprise my wife. Just send the luggage up, will you? Oh, hello. I didn't mean to step on you. You know, you really shouldn't be running around in a hotel lobby. Where's your master?
You see what happens, Gretel, when you get under people's feet.
I say, I am sorry.
It's all right, Gretel, it's all right.
Did I hurt her?
No harm done at all. Dachshunds are great pretenders if they think they can get sympathy. Oh, come, Gretel, come. It's not as bad as that.
Her name is Gretel?
After my wife's mother.
Oh. I wonder, could you tell me where I'd find the lift?
To the right there, beyond the magazine stand.
Thank you. Goodbye, Gretel. Next time we meet, I'll try not to step on you.
Say goodbye, Gretel. Say goodbye.
Here we are.
Good time you were through with that bath.
I'll soon be dressed.
Well, high time, too. What'll we do tomorrow? A nice private picnic in the woods?
A nice public lunch in the dining room downstairs.
Oh, baby.
I'm a respectable married woman. And I've only known you 24 hours.
That means in 48 hours, you'll know me twice as well. And by the end of the week...
I beg your pardon.
Oh, are you looking for someone?
Matter of fact, I am. My wife.
And by the end of the week, what?
A divorce, it looks like. You're Mr. Ashenden.
Guilty.
Well, here I am, ready or not.
Greetings.
Oh, darling.
Angel.
You're here at last.
There you are. They told me downstairs you'd arrived. How wonderful you're looking.
Thank you.
I hope you haven't been too lonely.
Oh, bless you. No, this nice gentleman and I picked each other up in the lounge yesterday, didn't we?
Well, let's say that we were thrown together.
And he's been most kind and entertaining. Mr. Roger Martin. Oh, dear, that's right, isn't it?
Well, close enough. It's really Robert Marvin.
How do you do, Mr. Marvin?
Oh, hello. And now, goodbye. I guess it's about time for the triangle to retire from the family circle. Exit, baffled.
Good night, Marvin.
Night.
See you in the morning.
Well, I wasn't expecting you until tomorrow.
So I gathered.
Be jealous?
Jealous? My good girl, there's no need to act a part now. Now, kindly tell me who you are, what your name is, and why you're passing yourself off as my wife.
Well, my name is Elsa Carrington. I should think you could answer the other questions yourself.
You mean you and I are on the same job?
Of course. The colonel sent for me, told me I was to come to Geneva and join my husband, Mr. Richard Ashenden. So, here I am, Vicky dear.
Well, how do I know that you're the person you represent yourself to be?
Easy. Here's my passport.
Let me see. Mm-hmm. Berwick, Iowa. Well, that seems in order.
Yes, and thanks to the War Office, I have another one that's more flexible. And now I should like to see your passport.
Oh, well, very well. Here you are.
Right. I acknowledge you as my true and lawful husband. You can take your hand out of your pocket now, don't you think? You don't need that gun.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course.
By the way, I've got a note for you. Come on along, I'll get it. It's in my bedroom.
Our bedroom.
My bedroom? You sleep in the sitting room on the sofa. Here's the note.
Thanks.
What's it say?
I have to work it out. It's in code.
I know that.
Oh, you opened it?
Of course.
Oh. Well, good thing it was in code.
I'll put my face on while you work on it.
Hello. Here's something that concerns you.
Really?
Yeah. It says, I'm making you a married man just to round out your new character.
I'm listening.
But I must warn you, your wife is young, enthusiastic, and inexperienced.
Oh!
I look to you to direct her energies into the right channels. Please try and be as connubial as possible.
What's connubial mean?
Uxorious.
What does that mean?
Affectionate in a big way.
Oh.
The colonel adds that it should not be too difficult. What do you think?
Of my new husband? I'm agreeably surprised.
Thank you.
I've been reading your novels for years and years, so I was afraid you would be rather old.
Thank you again.
What do you think of me?
Well, I won't be able to tell till you finish putting on your face.
Oh, that's a challenge.
Look here. Why did you take on this job?
For a thrill.
Which you thought I might supply.
Oh, gracious, no. You're only the means to an end.
The end being?
Excitement, risk, danger.
I think you regard it all rather too lightly.
Oh, now, hey, let's understand each other. I've burned my boats to come out here and do something worthwhile. So it's no use you sitting there looking middle-aged and bleeding safety first. Now, how do we start?
Oh. Well, General.
It's my old friend Ashington. I intrude, yes?
Yes.
How many more times must I tell you to keep out of here?
Oh, you know him, then?
Well, I'm not so sure that I want to know him. He's been following me about this hotel for 2 days, trying to play that foolish little whistle for me.
How did you get in here?
By the door. I know, but you know here. You're busy, yes, in the company of this beautiful woman as your wife.
How do you know this man? Who is he?
Matter of fact, he's a colleague of ours, and a general, no less.
Oh.
And I may as well tell you, General, that this lady is not my wife. She's been issued to me officially.
Issued to you?
Yeah.
For you, this beautiful woman, and what for me? Nothing, nada. This is insult. I resign. For you, this honeymoon is for me, nothing. I'm the breaking camel on the last straw. Terminado, goodbye.
Listen to me. Listen to me. This charming young lady has been sent to me as part of my disguise, a bit of extra camouflage. She's nothing whatever to me, and I don't mean a thing to her.
Oh, well, this is all or something. The affection of the senorita is then free?
Completely, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I like that.
Senorita, you're making me the pleasure for to dine this evening, maybe perhaps.
Certainly not.
General, there's to be no funny business of any kind while we're on this job.
Oh.
If we take risks, we're sunk. You want to spend the rest of the war in a Swiss prison? Besides, we're wasting time. What have you accomplished in the 2 days since you've been here?
Senor, I ain't too much gentleman to tell you that.
Well, I'll tell you what you're going to do. I have our instructions right here.
I listen.
Tomorrow morning, we're off to a little chapel up the Langenthal Valley. There's a German agent there, the organist, who's playing the old game of working for both sides. He knows the man we're after, and he's ready to talk if we pay him enough.
Then we pay him?
Am I coming too?
Certainly not.
Oh!
Ah, the senorita has complete her face.
How do I look?
Magnifico.
Quite nice.
Well, at least I'm making some progress.
A candied apple, please, and one for my sister.
Have you money?
Anna, give her the money.
Very well. Here are your apples, one apiece.
Thank you.
See that you don't get the sugar all over your dresses. Run away now, children.
Come, Anna.
Ah, yes, sir.
Bar of chocolate, please.
Any special kind?
Yeah, bar with green label, if you please.
The green label?
Green.
Here you are, one bar. Just arrived today.
Thank you. And good morning.
You can't have another apple. You should have been more careful and you wouldn't have fallen down and dropped your own apple. You might just as well stop crying because you can't have mine.
Here, my child, you take this chocolate bar and stop your crying.
The whole bar? She can have it?
Yeah. You take it. All I want is the wrapper.
Take it, Anna.
No, go away. Go away now. Go to it.
Thank you,
away,
sir. Away, come, Anna, come.
Inform Von Stecker that Edgar Brody, deceased novelist, arrived in Geneva today using name of Richard Ashenden. This man is British agent. Take proper steps.
General, there's the chapel over there, the famous chapel of Langenfall. Let's just stroll over that way as though we were tourists. What are you thinking about?
About your, so to speak, wife.
Oh, forget it, General. I hate to say it, but I don't think she likes you very much.
This is not an important thing. The hate is usually the sign of love. Many times it's like this. I like better when they are resisting me.
Here we are. Quite a beautiful old place, isn't it?
This is a chapel?
Well, it's apparently a kind of local affair of some sort, probably for tourists. I wonder if we're being watched. Look around.
There is no one. Nowhere.
Good. Let's go inside.
Wait, I go first.
As you wish.
Do you see anyone?
Not a soul. The place is deserted.
They seem to be waiting for us. Our friend, the organist, up there in the choir loft. What do we do now?
Light 3 candles at this side altar. That's the signal. He'll look down and see us.
Let me fix the candles for you. Set them in their holders.
Here. I have a lighter.
1 candle. 2 candle. 3 candle.
There we are.
What we do now?
Wait a moment. He'll join us.
He does not turn away from the organ. Let us looking for ourselves up in the organ loft. Come.
Careful. This may be a catch of some kind.
Follow me and do no worry. I have knife. I going to his left, you to his right. We grab him.
Wait.
Look, someone has got here before us.
Lift his hand off the keys.
So.
Strangled.
Someone very much did not want we are speaking with him, my friend. Ah.
What?
Look, in the fist of his hand, a button.
A leather button? Torn from a sport coat.
They have been fight, I think. He much struggle before he die.
So then the man who killed him has a button missing from his coat.
He is more than this, my friend. He is the one we are looking for to find.
We'll keep this button. If we can find the coat it came from, we've caught our man, the German agent.
Yes, maybe it was funny, but not that funny. Injured husband enters, finds lover in the sitting room.
Lover? You?
Didn't you know?
Well, haven't I got any say in the matter?
Have I any hope in the matter?
What do you think?
Well, if he were not your husband, where would I stand?
Well, you're standing right now.
But I'm not standing.
That's what I mean.
Don't tell me you love him, your own husband. How did he ever get you in the first place?
By mail order, didn't you hear?
Here's the casino. We shall dance.
Oh, my goodness, is this it?
Yes, indeed. Cabby, keep the change.
Look at all those dogs tied outside.
This is where they're parked. Down you come.
Thank you.
They're not allowed inside.
Oh,
why, that's Capers Dachshund. Hello, girl. No, don't get excited. Your boss will soon be back. Poor dog always gets like that when her master's away. You know Caper, that Englishman staying at our hotel?
Caper? No, I don't believe I do.
Well, you will presently. Here he is now.
Hello, Marvin.
Caper. May I present Mr. Caper, Mrs. Ashton?
How do you do, Mr. Caper? Your little dog seems to be wretched without you.
Yes, I tell my wife that I wish she was so devoted.
Where is your wife?
Inside, watching the dancing.
I believe that's your husband coming in, isn't it, Mrs. Ashenden?
Oh, yes, so it is. Darling.
Hello, my sweet.
I got bored waiting at the hotel, so I came along here with Mr. Marvin.
You caught me in the act of stealing your wife again, Mr. Ashenden.
Let that be a lesson to you.
You know Mr. Caper? Mr. Ashenden.
How do you do?
How do you do? I think your little dog introduced us the other day in the lobby, didn't he?
Oh, yes, of course.
May I present my friend, the General?
How do you do, sir?
Mr. Caper?
Pleasure, sir. Pleasure. Oh, there's my wife. If you'll excuse me.
Shall we all get together later?
Oh, that's an excellent idea. I'll find a table. I'll see you in a moment.
I'd like to dance, if only my husband would ask me.
Consider yourself asked.
My friend, I have the itching in the neck.
What are you talking about?
Coming, Richard?
Just a minute.
Did you notice this man, Mr. Capor? There is a leather button missing from his sleeve.
Button missing?
It would match the button we found in the chapel. I get the itching in the neck. And when that happens, maybe I will have to use my knife.
Richard!
Stay right here, General. I'll be back.
Excuse us, won't you, General?
The next time, she is mine.
What was that all about, you and the General?
It seems that Capers are a man.
Oh? How'd you discover that?
There's a leather button missing from his sleeve.
Well, what is that for?
We found it this afternoon in the hand of a dead man.
Then you think Capers the man we were sent to find? Oh, but that can't be. He's British.
Or pretends to be.
Oh, he looks too harmless.
So do I.
Not to me, you don't.
Come on, I suppose we'd better join the others. The General's neck may get to itching so much that he'll use his knife on Caper right here.
Oh, no.
Come, let's dance over this way.
Decided to give a little party. Sit down, everybody.
The dancing is over.
Oh, you and I will have the next dance, General.
Good, I will wait.
May I present my wife, Mr. and Mrs. Ashton?
How do you do?
Mrs. Caper.
You have come to Switzerland for a vacation, yes?
Well, I'm afraid my husband is combining a bit of business with his vacation.
These men, they are all alike.
Well, now, shall we all have some champagne?
I like champagne.
I'm afraid you'd better count me out, Mr. Marvin. I'm a bit tired tonight.
Oh.
Been mountaineering all day up by Langenthal.
Langenthal?
Yes, you know it. Charming little village, lovely old chapel.
So I've noticed in the guidebooks.
Mr. Capor, it seems that there is a button missing from your coat sleeve.
Really? I hadn't... Why, sir, there is. Oh, Trudy, you'll have to sew it on for me.
But where is the button? Did you save it?
No, I'm afraid not.
What a pity. Those leather buttons are so hard to match.
Oh, I believe Mr. Ashenden can save Mr. Capor the trouble.
Yes. Is this your button by any chance?
It is indeed.
It matches perfectly.
Where did you find it, Mr. Ashenden?
I just picked it up outside the casino where the dogs are parked.
I must have lost it when I tied Gretel there. Thank you so much, Mr. Ashenden.
I will sew it on in the morning.
Have you been away from England for some time, Mrs. Caper?
I have never been to England, and I have never before been away from Germany.
Oh, I see.
Waiter, champagne for everybody.
Look here, General. I've got a little plan. I'm going to pick a fight with you. Go along with it.
If you wish.
My dear General, you and I should go mountain climbing one day.
Mountain climbing? Me?
Well, unless you're too much of a coward.
Huh? Who's coward?
Well, of course, you'd be miserable on the snowy peak of a mountain with no beautiful gals along.
I do not like being laughed at.
Assuming, of course, that you had the courage to reach the snowy peak of a mountain.
How dare you? This is insult. This is too much.
All right. Don't be so touchy.
I will be so touching as I like.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing at all. It's all right.
No, he's not all right. I make you bet. £5 I climb more high than you.
Don't be silly.
Go on, Ashenden.
He's called your bluff, old man.
But it's ridiculous, Caper. Why take a joke seriously?
You see, he makes the climb out.
You mean the back down.
Very well, then it's a bet. I'm on.
All we need now is a mountain, a nice high mountain. Anybody got one?
Well, there's the peak near Langenthal. But you'll have to take some old hand along with you. There's one very tricky spot about 1,000 feet up.
Isn't there somewhere in town we can hire a guide or something?
If I weren't going away the day after tomorrow, I'd guide you myself.
Oh, you are going away, Mr. Caper?
Oh, that's too bad. It would have been perfect if you could have come along.
I suppose you couldn't make it tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Well, I'm all right. What about you, General? Won't it mean breaking a date or something?
I warn you, no more of your insultings. Of course, I do it tomorrow gladly.
Well, then, as the Americans say, it's a deal.
Yes, indeed, Caper. It's a deal. Hard sofa? Oh, not a chance. What about you and that soft bed? What's keeping you awake?
Oh, I don't know. I was just thinking about us.
Us?
You, me. That man Caper. You think he suspects anything?
Oh, of course not. Why should he? He likes walking up mountains. Why shouldn't he think other people like it, too? As a matter of fact, I've done it before.
Richard, stay awake.
I'm awake.
Not very. Caper must know where you found the button off his coat. He knows he didn't lose it outside the casino.
But if he suspected anything, he wouldn't have agreed to come along with us tomorrow.
Us? Lovely.
Not you.
Oh.
You must stay with Mrs. Caper.
But why?
Somebody must keep her occupied. Ask her to practice German conversation with you.
I sit home with a stuffy old frau while you have all the fun. Out with the hounds, in at the kill. I call that rotten.
You seem to forget we're not hunting a fox, we're hunting a man. This is war, and we have to do it. Just the same, tomorrow, it's going to be murder.
I suppose, Mrs. Caper, your husband is a very experienced mountain climber.
Oh, yes. When he is there with them, all is safe. You are not anxious, Mrs. Ashton?
No. Well, that is... No. They figured that they would be at the summit by about now, didn't they?
Yes. I think they must be just reaching the top.
Your dog seems awfully restless.
Oh, she's always sad and troublesome when her master is away. She thinks of him all the time.
Oh, the poor little sweet.
Now, quiet, Greta. Quiet. Now, Mrs. Ashenden, suppose you say to me the day of the week in German.
Very well. Sonntag, Montag, Dienstag.
Gentlemen, here's where we must start walking single file until we cross this ridge. I'd better take the lead. Be careful, it's a bit risky.
Good Lord, what a sheer drop.
1,000 feet straight down. How are you bearing up, General?
This is for me second nature.
I wish it were for me.
Head not so steady, Mr. Ashton.
I'm ashamed to say it, but it's my nerve that's not so steady.
Oh, that's all right, old fellow. Heights often affect people the first time.
I'm afraid I'm going to drop out. You win the bet, General. I owe you £5.
So you admit the defeat?
Most reluctantly.
Well, then, shall we return to the hotel?
Excellent idea. We can make it just in time for lunch.
No, this is question how big man we are. We leave you here. Mr. Caper and I, we will continue to the talk. I assure you the nerve it is not failing me.
Oh, of course, old man. I'm game. Do you mind, Ashton?
Well, you've proved your nerve, General. Let's start back down to the village.
No, I climbed to the top.
You wait here, then, Mr. Ashton. We'll be back in half an hour.
But, Mr. Caper...
Oh, Mr. Caper.
Right. I'll go ahead, General. Better move about, Mr. Ashton, or you'll feel the cold.
But look here, Caper, I...
Ashton, I will return in half an hour.
Are you with me, General?
See, Mr. Caper. I'm right behind the back of you.
When your father comes home, I tell him how bad you behave.
Has she ever been like this before?
Only once, when we were in Tyrol, she was so bad. He brought my husband home with a broken leg.
Oh. Is this a photograph of your home, Mrs. Caper?
It was our home.
Oh, where you lived before the war.
Please, we do not talk about the war. The days of the week, Mrs. Ashenden. Once again.
All right. Sonntag, Montag, Dienstag, Mittwoch.
Oh, no.
Mrs. Caper, what is it?
I don't know.
Very quiet tonight, Elsa?
Am I?
I bring you to a nice little beer garden, and you sit here saying nothing. Missing your bright young American friend, perhaps.
No. I was thinking of that poor woman giving me a German lesson while you and the Mexican...
Grand sense of timing. Sit down, General.
Ah, gracias.
How did the police inquiry turn out?
Perfect. It was accidentally deciding. Very, very sad, but could not be avoided. These poor gentlemen.
Good, then that's over, eh?
Baron, I almost forgetting. This telegram come for you. It was waiting at the hotel.
Oh, it's from London. I'll have to decode it.
Perhaps it orders us to return to England. You would like indeed, senorita?
What?
I say, are you liking to return to England?
I would like nothing better.
Good Lord.
What now?
Is anything wrong?
Yes, I'm afraid. Listen to this. Caper mentioned your telegram. Definitely not the man you are after.
What?
We urge you to look elsewhere, and quickly. Unless you find and stop German agent, he leaves for Belgrade tomorrow.
Oh,
not the man.
You've killed the wrong man.
Yes, I'm afraid we have.
Oh, no.
Well, now we must be finding the right man, and quickly.
What a shock.
Do you mean that you're going to kill someone else?
If that is necessary.
But suppose you make another mistake.
We must take that chance.
Richard, what do you say to that?
I'm afraid the General is right. We must indeed take that chance.
Caper was innocent, and yet you killed him.
I don't know.
What don't you know?
But he was innocent. That telegram could be wrong. Just because they never heard of him at home, that doesn't prove anything. No, maybe he wasn't innocent.
But whatever, now we find someone else to make itching in the neck.
Elsa, I still say that wire doesn't prove a thing. Don't you think we've walked far enough?
No, there's just one more thing I've got to say.
What's that?
I must tell you how marvelous it's been meeting you, Mr. Ashenden.
Nonsense, really.
You know, I've often wondered what you were like. You know, I'd read all of your books.
Oh, did you like them?
The first one.
What was wrong with the others?
I wasn't discussing your novel.
No, what then?
I was talking about you.
Oh, so you were. Well, go on.
I was going to say that I'd often wondered what you'd be like, the man who wrote those first novels.
Did you? Really?
And now I know. I really know. The great novelist is a casual murderer.
Shut up.
I won't shut up.
All right, then, don't.
You know, there's something else I have to tell you. At that first meeting at the hotel, I fell in love with you.
Did you really?
Yes, I must say I'm glad it's over.
Is it over?
Completely.
Well, now...
Aren't you glad?
Of course I'm glad.
Haven't you found it rather boring to be so idolized?
No, I've rather liked it. I suppose now you'll be able to treat our association like any other job.
I certainly will. You know, I just don't like murder at close quarters. Or murderers either.
Nor do I, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yes, I know. You hate yourself.
A bit.
Well, you certainly should.
Look, if it's any help to you, I didn't kill Mr. Caper. The Mexican did.
You were there when he did it?
Yes, I was there, all right, but on the other side of the ridge.
What?
I'm one of those long-range assassins. I'm afraid you and I are just a pair of amateurs.
Oh, Richard. Oh, Richard, Richard, Richard. Oh, I'm so glad we're amateurs.
Are you?
Well, aren't you?
I suppose I am, only...
Only what?
There's one thing we seem to be overlooking. If we did kill the wrong man, the right man still has to be found.
Oh, no.
And I don't really want to find him.
Well, what else can you do?
There's only one thing.
What? Yes.
Let's go back to the hotel. I'm going to write a letter to the colonel. I'm going to quit.
Nearly finished?
Yes, here it is. I have a feeling this will annoy the colonel considerably.
Good. Oh, yes, especially this postscript. Huh. Now that I have resigned this job, if you want a successor for me, I can give you the name of a good, reliable assassin. Colonel won't like that.
No, I'm afraid he won't. Now, may I have a kiss?
You certainly may.
Making the husband and wife exercises. I think I improved.
It's all right, General. This is the real thing. We've just made a decision and we're celebrating. I have resigned.
Resigned?
Mm-hmm.
I do not understand this thing. In time of war, this word resign, I think it does not exist. Always, of course, there is the running away.
I wouldn't do it if I were in the army. This front line is a different job than this. And besides, Elsa and I are not such a prized pair of bloodhounds after all. It isn't as if we were doing any good.
We can do very big goods.
What do you mean?
I have in my room a new clue, the most big thing yet.
Don't listen to him.
This lead direct to the man we seek, the right man. This time there is no making mistake. Please, you come with me.
No, sorry.
My friend, think one little bit for me. I get paid by the job. Promise, if I make this time sure, you stay here and see through me.
Dick, don't go with him.
I've told you, Elsa, we're going home.
You can leave tomorrow, but come with me to my room tonight.
No, I won't.
You listen to what I discover and you make for me good advice.
So why can't you tell him here?
I have someone waiting there, someone who has discovered something.
You have?
Please, come to my room.
Well, advice is all you'll get.
Certainly, sure.
Dick, don't go. Please, please, you promise.
I'll only be a couple of minutes.
Well, all right. But understand one thing. If you do decide to go on with whatever the general's got in mind, you and I, well, it's over. We're through.
I promise you, I'll be back in 5 minutes. What makes you so sure you found a clue?
You will see. Here is my room. Lily, mi casa, I bring this senor to see you.
How do you do?
And who is this young lady?
Now, I tell you this thing. Tonight, I play my little whistling cafe for little lady here. This makes us acquainting. We become very good acquainting, and she tell me about her sweetheart.
Well, that seems an odd topic of conversation under the circumstances.
No, it's not. This sweetheart boyfriend, his name is Peter. He work in factory here in Geneva where they are making the chocolate. You know, for the candy.
Yes, yes.
Only, they make special chocolate bars at this factory. Chocolate bars with the green labels. It is, how do I say, the German post office?
Oh, a clearinghouse for information.
Yes, but very, very secrets. The manager of this factory, he knows nothing. Only one or two of the work people are in on the secrets.
And your boyfriend, Peter, is one of them?
That is right.
Yesterday, a message is coming through that starts how quick all the works.
Did your boyfriend know who that message was for?
Yes, he knows.
He knows a lily, but he know. And for a small sum.
5,000 francs.
For 5,000 francs, he tell who received message.
Good. Have him come here and tell us.
Not here. It's too dangerous. The police.
The police are hating spies. I go to him.
Where will you find him?
At the factory, of course.
I have already permit for visit factory. I have also ordered guard to drive us there. He's waiting below. In 1 hour, we have whole goods in a bag.
Now, wait a minute. This is too important for you to go alone.
It's too bad you cannot come with me.
I've got to be in on this.
What about these women? Your wife?
Let me call her. Room 24, please.
Lily, you're coming with us?
No, I wait here.
No, you make contactings with Peter. How other way does he know we are friends?
Very well, I come.
Hello?
Listen, Elsa, I've got to carry on for another hour or so.
I was afraid of that.
This won't change our plans. We can still catch the night train. Did you hear me?
Yes, I heard.
I've got to do this, Elsa. I must. I'll tell you all about it when I come back. You do understand, don't you?
Yes, I understand. And I'm tearing up your letter of resignation.
Oh, but Elsa, listen. Elsa! All right, General, let's have a look at that chocolate factory.
Hello. Hello, police headquarters.
Police, this is the factory of Swiss National Chocolate.
Yes, the chocolate factory.
There are two spies here.
What?
Two English spies.
English spies? How do you know? Who is it making this report? Hello? Hello? Station 42. Send a squad of men to the chocolate factory. Arrest two English spies.
Are you leaving us, Madame Ashenden?
Yes. When my husband comes in, you might tell him that I have already gone.
Certainly, madame.
And would you have one of the porters put my bag in a taxi, please?
Oh, yes, sir.
Robert, hello.
Are you leaving?
Unfortunately.
Really? How amazing.
Is it?
I mean, because I'm leaving, too.
You are? So suddenly, why?
Because you wouldn't give me a tumble. There was nothing else to stay for.
Oh, broken heart.
Damage beyond repair. No, I've got to leave. I better hurry call back home. Business.
Back home?
Hmm?
Oh, I'd like to go back.
Elsa, what's the matter? I thought you looked as if you'd been crying. What is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
well,
to.
Well, tell me, baby. Tell Uncle Robert.
Well, I'm leaving Dick.
Oh, well, this is 1941, not the millennium. Do you mind saying that again?
That's all. I'm just through with him. It's all over.
Oh, you poor kid.
Robert, will you take me with you?
You don't know what you're saying.
No, please, let me come with you.
Now, wait a minute.
Don't ask me to explain. There are some things that I can't tell you, but I promise not to get in your way or interfere. Please, Robert. Or don't you want to take me with you?
What man wouldn't? Baby, you don't know the half of it. This is the break for me that I at least expected. Come on.
Peter?
Yes, dearie.
Big
agree to the 5,000 francs.
Good girl. Then we give them their information.
They're downstairs. The manager is throwing them through the factory.
Oh, that is dangerous. Yes. Very dangerous.
And here is where the bonbons are made.
Oh, very interesting.
May I take one?
Oh, yes, of course, by all means.
It's beautiful view you have from this window.
We have very little time to look at that, I'm afraid. Now, over here...
Ashington.
Yes, what is it?
Police, they arrive below.
Gentlemen, do you wish to come with me?
Of course, we'll be right there.
There is fire alarm on wall. Maybe good idea to turn on.
An excellent idea.
I get coughing and lean against it.
Good. What's the matter, General?
A piece of candy. Choke me.
Oh.
Something wrong?
Someone bringing water, please.
Oh, just a moment. I'll get her.
Now I turn on the alarm.
Now. That should keep the police occupied for a while.
What do we do?
We run.
Which way?
Through this corridor. Come along.
Wait! Wait!
Someone's coming after us.
I cannot run faster. Stop! Stop! He gained on us.
Down these stairs. Quick!
Sir, I only wish to say... I am Peter. From Lily, you know. Lily, your friend.
From Lily? Oh, senor, this is Peter, my dear friend. How we are glad to see you.
You have the money.
Here.
And here is the information you wanted on this slip of paper.
What does it say? What is name this man we are after?
Agent von Stecker, leaving for Belgrade, calls himself Robert Marvin.
Robert Marvin?
So he isn't as American as all that.
Under the noses all the time.
Or else I'd be surprised at this.
Here they are. Here they are.
Come on, General. We'd better get out of here. We made it. Now, hotel, quick. Drive as fast as you can, General.
I drive as fast as the car can.
But keep your hands on the wheel. Here we are. Stop. You wait. I'll get Elsa.
Making quick, my friend. Making quick. Senor, where is she?
Elsa's gone with him.
With who?
With Marvin, von Stecker, I mean. They left together. She must have found out.
So?
Elsa's been three jumps ahead of us all the time.
Where did they go?
Well, the desk clerk said that Marvin had left for Belgrade.
But the train for Belgrade, it went 10 minutes ago.
Where's the first stop?
A little town on the border. It's called Nish.
Nish? Can you drive there, General?
Of course.
We must get there before the train crosses the border.
Go, my friend. We try.
You see Elsa?
In such a crowd of people.
Orient Express.
There she is.
So calm, so lovely.
And no sign of Marvin. Come on. Excuse me.
Wait.
Sorry.
Wait, I'm losing you.
Having a good trip?
Richard. Oh, darling. I am not coming back to Geneva.
Geneva? There's no need. We're here together, both of us. And you're safe. That's the main thing.
Of course I'm safe.
My darling, why must you take such risks?
What?
Why couldn't you have told me what you were doing?
Well, is it usual for a wife to warn her husband that she's running off with another man?
All right, put it in your own way, but you can forget that other man from now on.
Well, then you've really finished with this horrible business.
Well, from today, I hope.
No more spying, no more killing, no more generals. Oh, what is he doing
here? Senor, permit I make the compliments. You still promised the whole show. Magnifico.
Why is he here? Why did you let him come?
What's wrong? Didn't you expect us to follow you?
My dear Richard, I came here to get away from you.
With von Stecker?
With whom?
Von Stecker, the man for whom we all the time look.
I came here with Robert Marvin. He was going to Vienna before he went on.
My good girl, Marvin is our man. His real name is von Stecker.
I can't believe it.
Explanations later. Where is Marvin now?
Well, he's gone to get me some cigarettes while they change the engine.
This is not only station where you change the engine for going Vienna. It's also station where you change the train for going Belgrade.
What's that got to do with it?
You are sure Marvin not getting on train for Belgrade, huh?
Of course not. Why should he?
There it is. Across the track. The train to Belgrade.
Train for Belgrade.
I think we go see.
I tell you, he's coming back.
All the same, we'll have a look. Come along.
Wait a minute, you're right. Look, look. Marvin's on that train. I saw him.
Ah!
But it's impossible. He's been so good, so friendly.
Belgrade train about to depart.
General, hurry. Elsa, you stay here till I come back. There's a Red Cross unit somewhere. They'll look after you.
Oh, no. I'm coming with you.
Come on, then. Hurry.
Here is empty compartment.
Good. Close the door. Pull down the blind. Mustn't waste time, General. We'll soon be out of neutral territory. Then we won't be able to catch Mr. Marvin. We've got to get him before we cross the border. Excuse me.
Richard, where are you going?
Find your kind friend, Marvin.
You're not going to kill him.
I don't know.
I'm not going to let you leave here.
Elsa, don't be foolish. Come away from that door.
Madre mia, now the troubles are coming from the inside. Mr. Ashenden, this is too much.
Elsa, please get out of the way.
I am not going to let you commit a cold-blooded murder.
You can't stop us now. This has got to be done, and quickly. We'll be in enemy territory in a few minutes. We're almost at the frontier.
No, please.
This is
please.
What I was sent to do, what we were both sent to do, you as well as I.
My darling, I would sooner see you dead than let you do it. Don't I mean anything to you?
Everything in this world, sweet. You know that.
Then don't do this thing,
Elsa,
please.
I must. Here we are at the border already. Elsa, you must get out of the way.
All right, I'll get out of the way.
Elsa, where are you going?
Tell the nearest soldier who you are.
Passport, please. Passport.
Here.
So? You German?
Do I look German?
Good. Hey, German. Go on, Mrs. Ashenden. You have chance to tell soldier what for you stop.
Oh, leave me alone.
Don't be a fool, Elsa. Come back inside.
I don't know what to do. Robert!
Elsa, what are you doing here?
It's Marvin. General, back behind the door.
You never came back with my cigarette.
Yes, I know, Bailey. I'm terribly sorry. I was at the cigarette stand in the station. Suddenly the bells began to ring and everybody started yelling. So I just jumped on the wrong train.
Oh, and I thought you were trying to give me the slip.
Me? Why, certainly not. Oh, we're not on the train to Vienna. I just found that out.
Oh?
Well, at least we'll have fun in Belgrade. By the way, are you alone?
Alone? Of course.
We must get him now.
Quiet, General.
Who would I be with?
Good girl.
All right, then. Come back to my compartment. We can be private. Just the two of us.
All right. You lead the way.
Give them a moment. Then we'll follow.
Here's my compartment. After you.
Thank you.
Now then, I hate to be so crude as to cover you with a gun, but I've got to protect myself. What are you doing on this train?
Well, I've told you.
Cut the kidding around. You're in the spy racket, too, isn't that it?
The spy racket? I don't know what you're talking about.
I fell for it. You, playing the lovely, neglected wife. Do you realize where you are? In my territory. In enemy country.
You don't need to frighten me. I'm already frightened enough. You know, I am afraid of you. And yet, Robert, I'm rather attracted by you. That's strange, isn't it?
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, you must know by this time why I've trailed you half across Europe. I'm in love with you.
You mean that? How long have you felt this way?
I think since the day we first met.
Before you knew who I was?
Oh, Ashenden told me that long ago.
And it made no difference?
Not a bit.
Well, you're either a double-crossing liar or... Well, congratulations.
What do you mean?
The punctuality of certain members of your Air Force. But it seems to me that they've been guilty of an oversight. They should have waited until you got off the train before they started bombing it.
Now, listen, Robert, I had nothing to do with that, for heaven's sake. Put that gun away.
Here, get down into the corner. Keep down. Keep as close to me as you can. Ah, miss. Chivalrous German spy protects American beauty from British bombs.
Thank you.
Well, sit to me, Elsa.
I...
You know I don't care about you, don't you? Never did. Does that matter?
Not at all.
Kiss me, then.
No, please.
Kiss me.
I...
Sorry to interrupt you, one second. Drop your gun on the floor.
Well, gentlemen?
My friend, you're giving us long time big troubles. It's too bad you don't tell us in Geneva on saving us all these geese chases.
I had more important business in Geneva.
In the chapel at Langenthal, for instance?
Oh, yes, indeed. The untidy part of our work. Up to this point, we seem to be even, you and I. Caper and I disposed of that organist who was helping the British, and you got Caper.
Then Caper was one of your men.
It's true, very well. All your men I can tell by itching in the back of my neck.
Very clever, aren't you?
Oh, Richard, I'm so sorry.
Never mind, darling.
Well, when does the shooting start?
Too much shootings now. My way, mostly better.
That's a very long knife, isn't it?
Long knife, short life, my friend. Ashenden, will you make so kind by taking the lady outside?
Come along, Elsa.
General, look out!
Yes, look.
Lisa! Lisa!
My friend Ashenden.
My Lord. We're alive. We are. Where's Elsa?
I'm here, Richard. Over here.
Are you hurt?
Well, I don't know yet, but I don't think so.
Where's Marvin?
Von Stecker, our Mr. Marvin, he lying there, the eyes closed, so peaceful.
Look out! Watch him! He's got a gun!
Right, Mrs. Ashenden, it's not over yet.
No, my friend, he's not over yet. It's both together.
Well, General, your knife was useful after all. Good man.
It's great pleasure. But Mr. Marwin's gone. He was useful, too.
General!
Too much useful for me. But you, both you, go. Go.
Steady, Elsa. Steady.
But he shouldn't. He shouldn't die. He shouldn't.
Go!
Oh, Richard, please.
I think he'd rather we went, and there's nothing we can possibly do. Now, come along. Get to your feet.
All right. What now?
Only one thing, and quickly. We're in enemy territory. We've got a bit of walking to do.
Walk? Walk where?
Across the border, my darling. And then home.
Broadway Playhouse, possibly Studio One, an Armed Forces Radio Service rebroadcast from May 16, 1948. And that brings the curtain down on this hour of drama on Tuned to Yesterday. Be with us again for more great programs from radio's golden age. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Thanks for listening.